All right, guys, here we are once again, Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Geeks of the Square Table. I am Jules. With me this week, I have...
Gomer.
Adam.
Fowler.
David.
Taylor.
Larry.
Who will be coming in and out due to actually working at the store.
What? Larry's doing work today?
No.
No way.
Absurdities.
No way.
Absurdities. Well, Mark had to leave the store. So.
Yeah, Mark had to go get us comic books.
Yeah, Mark did have to go get us comic books. That's very important.
That is very, very important.
I need those two. You need to see his presence.
Yeah. Well, I just thought about, like, when I was doing the intro, I looked over my shoulder thinking Steve was going to be right there because I didn't want to be the asshole again.
Yeah.
And there's no Steve.
Yeah, Steve's normally just far enough away to be the echoey
just,
voice.
Steve!
But it sounds like he's kind of like haunting the podcast.
Yes. The ghost of the podcast.
Ooh.
He brings up great stuff, though, that I would have never thought
of.
Yeah,
just totally random
he
stuff.
He brought up the battleship Yamamoto.
I remember putting it in a conversation about the thing.
Well, you know, it is like the random by the last Walking Dead. He talked about, well, that was the 70s era.
Yeah,
Walking
Dead?
Yeah.
Awkward
segue.
Into
That's actually pretty good.
Until we all shouted awkward segue.
You know
I loved last week's Walking Dead.
I was incredibly disappointed.
Really?
My man.
I thought
it was okay.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was incredibly disappointed
with this entire season.
I think it's been the dullest thing possible.
I think season two was the dullest thing possible.
No, I like season two more than I like season one. What they covered in this episode was covered so well in the comic book.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And it was at this point at the comic books that I literally flipped the page and said, oh, for the love of God, please kill Rick. Please, yeah. Please. I'm begging the comic to kill a character.
Yeah.
I wanted Carl to take over in the comic books at this point.
Me too. This is pre-Hibby super mega crazy.
But is that why you don't like this? Didn't like this last episode because of your comparison to the comic? So powerful. And this was just so,
if you're comparing it to the comic book, yeah. But if you're comparing it to the rest of the season,
even just
they could have done a whole lot of things that would have spoiled it. They could have led us right into another group.
Yeah,
they could
but
have,
the other thing, too, I knew exactly what was going to happen within 5 minutes of starting the episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well...
But you read the comic books, so of course you know exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. Well, right, but there's been enough changes.
Yeah, it could have gone another way.
It could have.
It should have gone another way.
The way the show depicted Michonne, with hardly saying a word of dialogue, that was a lot of emotion coming through without them having to say a word.
The best part is when she saw the zombie version of herself.
But she sort of said, oh, if I continue walking with these guys, I am a zombie. I'm not even living. I might as well not even go on.
Right.
And then she goes looking for Carl and Rick, and I just thought that was just
great. I honestly thought they were going to switch it up for the show and have Daryl find Carl and them.
Okay.
That's what I was expecting
before
the first 5 minutes of this show.
Yeah.
Daryl's got to keep the other group alive.
I liked how they kept the focus on just those three characters. I loved Carl dealing with his own independence and realizing he didn't need it. Yeah,
but in the comic books or whatever, he'd been shot, and Rick was dying of infection.
Yeah, and that looked like it was happening there.
He had a rib popping out.
You were just much more convinced Rick was about to die.
Yeah.
And also,
I was convinced he was dead for a minute.
Now, also, in the comic books, Carl hasn't forcibly aged over time like the actor has. So they have that disadvantage.
Yeah.
So it's also a 9-year-old dealing
with it. Is that what he's supposed to be, 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
In the comic book, he's older than my 13-year-old. He's like 14. I think he's supposed to be like 12.
Still, a 12-year-old having to... The deal. But my thing is, he goes upstairs in the house, right? He's searching that one house. Who doesn't knock on the door first? He just opens the door. And upstairs, there's a zombie in there. Well, no shit. It's like a hot, when there's a fire. You check the door for heat first. No, you knock and listen for shuffling. You hear shuffling, you go to another room.
Well, he did that in the first house they went into. He's like, hey, asshole,
but then the other one, he's just like, okay. And yeah, of course there's a zombie in there. Carl, everybody knew it but you.
I really expected
Michonne.
I really expected Michonne to show up with the shoe.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good moment. That would have been a great moment. Yeah.
The whole season has felt like a 15-year-old driving a car. Where, you know, they're really light on the gas pedal at first. Then they hit it really too hard, and then they stop, and then they start hitting
it. They don't know the brake yet.
They have both feet on the car. Like, they have left foot on the pedal.
We drove it like we rented it. You know? Not like you stole it, because you obey all the laws and that.
No, every other season has felt like an experienced driver.
Yeah.
One season like a granny driver. Then an experienced driver. Now it's like a 15-year-old driving the car, and they don't know how to do it properly.
The whole prison is so... Now, of course, if they kept the same pacing they kept in the comic book, we'd have another five episodes.
I can't stand it, Larry. You are the biggest opponent of comparing the show to the comic. But you do it every time.
This is what I'm saying. Okay. So, there's things they want to hit on, you know, and different aspects and everything. Right. But they're trying to get all this stuff, all these subjects they covered
10 pounds of crap in a 5 pound bag.
3 years of comics in a half a season.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You
know, and they added tons of new characters, too.
Zombies fall, everyone dies.
So, the pacing's going to be awkward, and the showrunners have changed like 3 times.
If I'm comparing this episode as the mid-season premiere to the rest of the season with the flu they were dealing with and the governor's horrible representation in those 3 episodes, this is the best episode of the season.
And it sucked.
What does that mean for the show then?
That is probably not going to go for more than another season, and thank God.
No. Not when it beats the Olympics, dude. It doubled the Olympics on the opening weekend of the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
Yeah, but it was the Winter Olympics.
Let's talk about the Olympics.
The Winter Olympics are the exciting Olympics.
They are. What? Beating the Winter Olympics is like having better ratings.
They're doing 80 miles per hour on a luge.
Yeah, they're the crazy.
80.
No. Oh, yeah. I can understand a goddamn
Hold on.
Just to put it in another way.
Go ahead, Larry. On Walking
Dead. 50% of the ratings of the kickoff of the Super Bowl.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, its ratings...
Well, see, this...
Comparing it to the Winter Olympics is like comparing it to the Pro Bowl. Nobody really cares about the Pro Bowl. But everyone likes the Super Bowl. Yeah. Everyone loves the Summer Olympics. Nobody really cares about
the Winter Olympics. It is like comparing it to
soccer. Whoa. Don't go there.
I enjoy watching the Olympics. There's Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They do it in the cold.
Yeah. Hey, eventually they do cool stuff like hockey, though. We haven't gotten that.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten... That's what I'm saying. Canada
said they want something to compete in.
Have they gone to the curling yet?
Yes, that's exactly. That's a great example. Like, curling, really, Canada? If you wanted one more sport, you're probably okay at.
Female curling is in high gear right now, but tomorrow and the day after they start male curling. But, okay, I love curling.
Rolling it back to Walking Dead real quick.
It's like the only Olympic sport where you can drink while you're playing.
we're getting to where we're finding out who's making the decisions more so. Is it the directors, the creative directors, or is it the corporate people? Because if it's the corporate people, this Walking Dead is going to last 10 seasons for fucking ever because it makes a lot of money. If it's the creative people, a good mark of a great creative director is knowing when to end your
story. Well, that's
story.
The thing about
you
The Walking Dead, though. Kirkman doesn't want to end it. That was the whole point of his book, of the comic book, that he didn't want. He wanted a zombie story that didn't
end. It's already just Walking Dead is going to fade away. That's not going to end. It's going to go on and on until nobody cares anymore.
It just sucks. Yeah. Dexter, which has like a fresh new take. It's creative. It's good. Great writing. But then it outlasts itself.
Yeah. It did outlast itself. Not the last season. The season before the last season should have been the last season. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They spread it out to another season and then ruined it at the end, Dexter. It's like, oh, well, we might bring it back. Well, screw you, Showtime. What about the years I just invested?
No, they're not going to bring it back.
They said, Showtime has said that's the reason they changed the Dexter ending.
So they could
Because they can maybe spin it off or bring it back or something.
Well, again, who's making the decisions? The money people or the artistic people?
You're I give a little bit of credit to HBO. All their shows know how to end and when to end.
But does Kirkman even care? As long as he's cashing them checks?
I don't know.
It's hard not to compare that episode to the comic book scenes. It's almost that particular episode is almost at word for word. I think issue 52,
the last episode. It was awesome. I really enjoyed last week's episode.
Ending to it.
What season of Game of Thrones are we on now?
We're halfway through book 3. They're about to start.
On a comic-related note, the guy who wrote Dexter did a miniseries that takes place, I believe, between books 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
In the book world, and it's pretty good.
And I've heard there's another Dexter comic due out.
I think he is. He said he had some more stories to tell.
That's awesome.
And it's all going to take place.
Guys, shut up. Game of Thrones theory.
Game of Thrones.
I think Jon Snow is a Targaryen. Have you not read the fifth book? I've read the fifth book.
Okay, then.
I think Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Spoiler alert. In fact, anyone who actually cares about the show... No, I'm not even going to tell
anybody. I don't think it matters.
Jon Snow doesn't matter. That's all I'm going to say. He's not dead. We're not going to Game of Thrones.
I'm going to have to say, I'm just sick of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, me too, man.
I've never watched the series, but I do read the books.
I'm sort of over the whole Game of Thrones thing, too. It felt good when it felt like it was going somewhere.
I've gotten burned out on Game of Thrones without even actually watching any of it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I feel with Walking Dead now. This whole season, I just don't care. I've not cared about a single episode.
It definitely needs a shot in the arm.
Dude, just kill Rick. Just do it. Just call it a day and kill Rick.
I love Rick, man.
Why?
I love him. He's the most all beat up and swollen.
He's the most uninteresting character in the entire series. In both sets.
Homo life sucks. Oh no. My wife is a bitch. But she's dead now. Oh, my son's kind of a dick. I would have been happy if Carl had to kill Rick.
Come on, man.
Would you have
All he does is whine. And I'll give him in the show, he whines a little less.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I can't keep it together, guys.
Let me be the leader, though. As far as Carl killing Rick, would you have wanted Rick to actually become a zombie, or like Carl accidentally shooting him because he thought he was a zombie?
No, I would have liked.
I would have loved to see.
Anyway, Carl,
I would have been happy either one, but then the shooter would go, oh, fuck, I was going to make it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
It would have been funny if he was like,
I wish you'd save me some pudding.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Who finds cans of pudding?
Dude, it was way up high, like they were saving it.
Buys an industrial 10-gallon, you know, or number 10 can of pudding.
But do they have I buy snack packs.
I do.
I buy snack packs.
And the whole thing is...
And I believe that, Fowler, with your drink you have today, your bottle of rosé, giant bottle of rosé.
But, I have a mighty thirst.
No. Rick's final words should have been, I love Daryl more than you.
Yes.
Tell Daryl he's my real son.
Speaking of final words...
Go ahead.
Pancho Villa's final words were... Don't let it end like this. Tell him I said something.
Yeah, really?
That's cool.
So either all his friends either were idiots who couldn't think of nothing.
That's pressure. That's a lot of pressure. It's like, damn, I got to come up with these final words.
It's like, guys, and they go, actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but that's funny. Let's just roll with it.
I want my final words to be, respawning in 3.
That's awesome. What else do we want to talk about? We can talk about comic book TV shows since we're still on TV shows.
They announced who is going to play Detective Gordon in Gotham PD. The guy from... No, he's on some cop show I don't really care about. But he was on the OC, and I think
we got the Penguin now, too. Mm-hmm.
I have trouble with a Batman show not starring Batman.
No, he's going to be in it.
Young Bruce Wayne.
Young Bruce Wayne's going to be in it.
Is Batman going to be in it?
No.
But that's exactly what I said. I don't want to see a Batman show without Batman.
Did you ever read...
Wayne's getting murdered.
Okay.
So it can work. I mean, have you ever read a Gotham Central? That's a great book.
It can't be as bad as the 1990s live action The Flash.
The 1990s Flash is going to be in the new Flash.
In some secret role.
I'm hoping
it's like they take the...
I hope he becomes like Zoom.
Well, no, they're already in. They already cast
him. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be like Mark Hamill. Wally
Mercury.
And all these. Like,
it could be Mercury.
Jay Garrick.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would work.
If it was Jay Garrick, that'd be awesome.
I'm much more excited about the Flash show than I am the Batman show that doesn't have Batman in it. That makes no sense to me.
But it's going to have Batman villains. It's going to have, like...
Does it have Batman waka, waka. In it? No. It upsets me.
Let the show... I'll get you, Batman.
It's unfair, though, to sit here and say, oh, Batman's got to be it. Let the show stand on its own legs.
No, of course, but... I think they could do something along the lines of a Batman show and have Batman in it and still have it be cool without having the focus on Commissioner Gordon and
hey, man.
I don't know. That timeline in the Batman mythos just doesn't appeal to me.
Did you say mythos?
Did I say mythos?
You said mythos.
Yeah. Is it mythos or mythos?
Mythos. Mythos.
Isn't it both?
Well, no. Mythos is in myth,
can't do both?
Man. That's the same root word.
Bro.
Is it not both?
No,
no,
man.
No.
I think it's both, guys.
I think you're thinking of Lycos.
I think you're
wrong.
I think you're trying to cover your ass.
No, I'm not.
You messed it up.
No. I honestly say mythos.
Lycos isn't going to go get it.
Saying it wrong.
I can admit I've been saying it wrong.
Okay.
If it's proven to me that I'm saying
no
it wrong.
Someone
until
get
then.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Mythos.
We live in America. You can say everything the wrong way.
Like Thaco.
For instance,
Thaco.
Fun fact, lit major, what is the most mispronounced word in the entire English language? Because 1% of the population who speaks English in the entire world still says it this way.
Which word?
It's considered the most mispronounced word. Just guess.
Mythos.
No.
You're the only person on earth who has ever said mythos.
You're the 0.0001% of the population.
Here would be my
I've got it pulled up here on
the
Penguin and Alfred and
the DC
the
Gotham
the show.
Show.
I thought you were
well,
the
hold on, I want to
hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah.
I want to hear the word.
Oh, I pulled up the pronunciation.
From mythos. No long I sound.
Hold on. Man, you talked over
mythos.
It. Burn.
But I mean, there's more than one pronunciation.
Either way. Okay, what's the word?
Wednesday.
The and the.
So what?
Wednesday.
Hold on, there's a second pronunciation.
Is the most no, it's Wednesday.
Guys, there's a second pronunciation here. Hold on. Nope.
See, that's...
I'm
saying it that
dish,
way.
Because there's still a group of people in Wales
see, I'm
still
not,
saying Wednesday.
I'm not saying...
How it's
I'm not saying mythos.
Here's
wrong,
the thing,
saying,
though, with the English
well,
language,
the show
it's
I've got right
alive,
here.
It's adapting,
yeah.
And if majority of people say something wrong, it then becomes the right
you're
way to say
right,
it.
You're absolutely right, Larry. Everyone, start saying mythos.
No, dude.
No! No! Do not do that. Do not do that.
Don't
that
drag like, us down with you.
It sounds like you have some kind of mites disease or something.
Mythos.
I have mythos. I'm sorry, guys.
That is literally
I feel like
the first sign of the apocalypse.
It sounds like
Gomer's
a mouth disorder. Oh, my mythos is acting up. Oh.
It's an eldritch disease. The Cthulhu mythos.
Is it going to be a Smallville-type drama?
I'd hope not. I hope there's
no,
a little bit more
no, it's supposed
to
be a cop
to
drama with crazy villains.
Yeah,
okay,
see
so they got
said,
it's more Law and Order with the Joker showing
yeah.
up.
Like, I don't want to see
well,
like,
Law
and
right
Order.
They how
got,
can it
they
be
got the,
Bruce
this
Batman
guy.
Or juvenile Batman
this guy's
since how Batman
the
makes most of those criminal stories?
Yeah, I was going to say, how are they going to do
well,
that?
Well, no, some of them are legitimately,
so,
like,
they're little ways
been
down,
around before
Batman. Like, Killer Croc was around before
yeah, Killer Croc, Penguin was around.
Penguin.
Deathstroke was
yeah.
around.
Any of them who are mobsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I would like to see some. Deadshot. Deadshot
yeah.
was always.
Yeah, Deadshot doesn't really have much to do with Batman. He's just an assassin.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of the crazy supernatural ones, like Solomon Grundy.
That'd yeah. be cool.
Yeah. Solomon Grundy's like, 200 years old anyway.
Right. Yeah, he could show up at any point.
Thing,
really.
Though,
yeah. He really could show up at any point.
So, yeah, I said the Joker, but I guess he's the only one who absolutely has to have Batman.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it's going to be.
Yeah, I think it's
going to
be on the CW.
At least the first one.
All right. It's going to be on CW. It's going to be teen drama.
Boom.
Crap.
Actually,
you know,
it's not on the CW.
Oh.
It's on Fox.
Oh, is
there's
hope.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, it'll get canceled in the first. Even if it's good, it'll
No, it'll end up like New Amsterdam and get canceled halfway through the first season.
Yeah. Now, I think it'll have.
They ran Fringe forever. That's impressive.
Fringe was awesome. I love Fringe. The fans demanded a final season.
Yeah.
Maybe they're
God,
learning from
great.
Their mistakes.
Yeah.
But
No, not really.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt. What was that show? Intelligence? No, no. It's like the.
That's
they had
a
like,
show on now, Intelligence.
Yeah, that's the guy that got the Christmas cards every year to mock them
for canceling his show because he made $1 billion.
It has Carl Urban in it.
Oh, Almost Human.
That's
Almost
it.
Human.
Oh, that's a great show.
That is a good show.
They haven't canceled that yet.
Not yet.
Thank God.
Yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Almost Human.
I love Carl Urban.
It's like a show that I like watching, but it's the type of show that Fox cancels.
Dread's great.
I think the show that I really am still angry about to this day about ever being canceled was HBO's Carnival. I actually followed every episode of that, and then after the second season, it got canceled, leaving it on this huge cliffhanger, and I still raged about it to this day.
Yeah. I know some people who are big fans of that show.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
That was when HBO
and I still miss Samurai Jack, man. They never finished.
They're bringing it back.
Are they doing new episodes, though?
No, they're bringing it back in the form of an animated movie, as far as I heard.
As long as they finish the story. Yeah, as long as they finish the story, whatever.
This is how it's going to. Because the guy who played Aku died in the game. Danny Kartikowski said he would never finish the series without Aku.
How about they just get the guy that.
There won't be an Aku, though.
In Avatar.
How can you not do an Aku?
Aku is apparently going to be dead, and so is Jack's way of getting home at that point. And nobody, Jack has to figure out, supposedly, who killed him. That's the supposed leak, what it's going to be about is Jack actually avenging Aku's death.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Not at all.
No sense. All the more reason why the show should just continue to not be.
Or, okay, I know it sucks when the voice actor dies, but bite the bullet and replace the voice actor.
For instance, the origin of his father was supposed to be a movie with all these lines with Aku, and because Aku died, it became a silent movie.
Get a new voice actor.
Yeah, just get a new voice actor.
Do what Avatar did. I'll just say it again. Get the guy that was taught by that voice actor to sound like him.
Or anyone. Yeah. How hard is it to find a voice that sounds similar? I answer the phone and I'm like, who is this?
Oh, it's so iconic. He's a great voice actor.
No, no, no. I'm not taking anything away from him, but he's not the only voice actor.
But yeah,
and I'm sure with all the voice actors in the world, they could be able
Sometimes you have to not be sentimental about this sort of thing. You have to find... For the sake of for the sake of this thing, all these people are invested in. You got to finish your
work.
Well, like when the voice of the original Daphne from Scooby Doo died, her understudy, the person she mentored, took over for her.
Yeah, but Scooby Doo's a little bit different from Daphne.
None of us have
Daphne was an integral character.
I love Scooby Doo too, but still, like
Daphne was an integral character.
The only example, the Muppets.
When Jim Henson,
died,
he was half of the damn horses.
My heart to even think about Jim Henson dying.
Well, it took long enough for us to get that separation before it could come back with all new voice actors.
Yeah. But those voice actors still...
I love Kermit,
Big Bird, those were both Jim Henson. And you can't change Kermit and Big Bird's voice.
Big Bird wasn't Jim Henson.
Back on Scooby Doo.
It was his voice, though, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was the same guy who's Oscar the Grouch does Big Bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think anyone was saying that Jim Henson was in there in a damn costume, dude. Of course he meant his fucking voice.
Well, he might have been in there in the costume.
Oh, and no, the voice actor.
He may have been in the costume, Taylor.
The voice actor for
you're just digging a hole for yourself.
For
Mythos,
the graph.
Big Bird is also in the costume.
Yeah.
Back on Scooby Doo,
makes me squirt.
The only
time
I ever gave a shit about that show was when I was like really young, and they released that straight to DVD movie. No, VHS. Straight to VHS. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah.
The first time the monsters were real.
They show that on
real.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Actually, most of the... most of the...
Okay, Vincent Price.
VHS.
That was a Ghostbusters for
Monsters are real.
Yeah. All right. But does it make the monsters less real just because they're wearing a mask?
Oh, yes. Jesus,
the evil lighthouse keeper.
He's not getting mad.
He's a monster inside.
I never thought we'd get into the zen of Scooby-Doo.
I would say yes, because none of the masked villains in Scooby-Doo were killers.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're always like
wild
embezzlers
or insurance frauders
trying to steal somebody's land.
While the werecats in Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island were killers. They killed entire ships of pirates and
tourists. Not to mention the zombies.
Yeah. They were the victims.
Yeah.
All the zombies were the victims of these werecats.
Oh,
their crime in this movie was not, theft or property or embezzling.
Well, the pirates kind of committed piracy.
That sounds an awful lot like Paramore.
They were still raping and pillaging.
The pirates were less sympathetic than the tourists. Yeah.
No, and not only that, they had what's it called? Civil War zombies. And they were all
Southerners. That's why I like that movie.
All
because for the first time, the villains were actual
Saturday
killers. They were out
mystery.
To kill them.
Evil Dead meets Scooby-Doo.
What?
Check it out.
Okay, really?
Saturday Morning Mystery.
Huh.
Live action.
Wow.
Indie flick.
That's awesome. The only live action Scooby-Doo I've ever seen is pornographic. So awesome.
fucking episode?
Without talking about porn? No! Yeah. Are you crazy? Hell no!
But if you're going that way, there's a lot of questions that have to be asked.
They don't have to be asked right now.
Was Scooby-Doo actually involved in this?
No. God damn it. New topic.
The girl playing Toriel in Desolation of Smaug has been announced as a main character in the new Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, the main female lead.
Sources say probably Janet Van Dyne.
You would assume so, but
the actress's name is Evangeline Lilly. She's also in Lost.
Yeah, yes. Presumably she's going to be a female love interest for Scott Lang. That would have to change her. She's always been associated with Hank Pym.
Yeah, they were married.
If she is Janet Van Dyne, that obviously won't fly because that'd be kind of creepy because Michael Douglas is like 40 years older than her.
That's not Michael Douglas before!
In all fairness,
it'll stop him in the movies.
Hold on, In all fairness, Janet Van Dyne's original role before they were dating.
I'm not even going there. Go ahead.
No,
I don't even want to go there.
She was his assistant. He was still married in the original Ant-Man and his wife died.
Not Janet.
First wife. His first wife
Janet
dies in an accident.
Oh, I don't remember.
And Janet was his assistant.
I do
along
not
with
recall
Bill
that.
Foster.
Is that in Avengers?
Oh, okay.
No, that's in Tales to Astonish.
Oh, that long ago.
I've read some articles, though, back to Evangeline Lilly. Maybe she's Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Also,
an integral
maybe she's
character
just some
for Scott
badass
Lang.
Shield agent.
I don't think she would be Spider-Woman, though.
I would love that.
That's too close.
If they did Jessica
Man.
Drew, they'd probably do
they would just probably
Jessica.
Not call her
Jessica Drew.
Yeah,
not
if, they, if they did Spider-Woman, Fox, not Fox, Sony would ring them up going, yeah.
Well, no, Spider-Woman was never a Spider-Man character.
But Sony even
okay,
had a license to Spider-Woman.
Fun origin
not.
Story.
That's a good question, because Jessica Drew's an Avenger. Always has been.
Spider-Woman got introduced in 1960s just so that Marvel could get a copyright on Spider-Woman DC couldn't do
it. And it wasn't
character.
Even the Jessica Drew as we know her today. It was more the Arachne black and white suit.
She
still wore red. She had like
and she was a villain. Her parents were Hydra scientists.
Yeah.
And she was originally supposed to be a villain disguised as
a superhero. The higher-ups at Marvel went up to one of the writers like, just make any character named Spider-Woman. We don't care. We need to
And her power set was completely and still is to this day, completely different.
So yeah, like,
yeah,
both,
she's nothing
like nothing
Spider-Man.
Like Spider-Man.
No,
she
nothing
was,
like him.
The only real connection she has to Spider-Man in the real world is that she's a copyright buffer.
Yes.
In the Marvel Universe, she has practically nothing to do
nothing
with Spider-Man.
To do with
nothing
it.
To do with
no.
You know, better yet, that's the one thing I'll give Bendis. One of my favorite issues is Spider-Man
and
Spider-Woman.
Yeah, they hang out.
During Spider Island.
Yeah.
So they hang out, and it's pretty much a date. And she's just so awkward around Spider-Man.
Well,
it's like the first time they've ever been alone
together.
And
Peter even says, oh, you stole
my
name.
I don't even see any royalties.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
That was probably the highlight of Bendis' Avengers run.
I like that whole Jessica Drew with Arachne and how she was going to Canada and all.
Kelly Sue DeConnick stuff?
Yeah, they never panned that out very well.
No, that's what all Avengers Assemble is those two working together now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
she joined.
Maybe I should read that book.
Yeah, you should. Kelly Sue DeConnick, hot writer right
just
now.
Just what I need, another comic book to add to my list.
Yeah, no, she. That's literally what Avengers Assemble is right now.
Rolling back into the movie.
But
she's supposed to play an integral
Ant-Man
character.
I just hope
the
I hope that they keep up the trend of having female characters who aren't just worthless damsels.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the one thing Marvel's always
Ant-Man
been good
Marvel's.
About.
Yeah, okay, like Pepper Potts, even when she wasn't all superpowered at the end of Iron Man 3, she was capable. And then we have like characters like Maria Hill, Black Widow, who can kick some ass.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll keep that trend up.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
I mean, all the best X-Men are girls.
Especially since
all the most powerful X-Men are girls.
Yeah.
The most
Storm,
powerful.
Rogue, Mystique,
Jean.
Gene
alone. Breaking
son.
even some of the most, and probably the most powerful Avengers are girls, too. Scarlet Witch.
Thor.
Scarlet Witch could just
Scarlet
make
Witch,
the world disappear.
Depending on the writer, she's either god or like.
Or throws little purple things at you. Yeah, whatever the hell those are supposed to be. Yeah.
But Carol Danvers? Carol Danvers could take out most of the Avengers.
Yeah, modern day Captain Marvel
now,
is one of. She was there with, like, this main Avengers strike force at the end of Infinity with Cap, Thor, and fucking Superman rip off Hyperion.
She
could be binary again, too.
Yeah,
she could go back and forth between being binary and Captain. That's a really powerful character.
In the Ant-Man mythos.
Mythos.
He's just going
to
keep
I'd like to see.
Fuck you, man.
I'd like to see Janet Van Dyne. Actually in there. I'd like to see Wasp in there.
Yeah, no, she's supposed to be. All three Ant-Man and Wasp.
Well, like you said, though, it doesn't make sense in the continuity of Michael Douglas as an old man, and she's...
Right.
But
They'd have to switch some things around. They already have, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Hank Pym is much older than he should be.
Yeah.
In relation to Scott Lang.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Avengers movie, the second Avengers movie?
They started filming.
Rumor... they have the Vision in it, and yes. it's going to be the guy who's voicing Jarvis.
That's exactly
oh, it's
where
confirmed.
I was going.
It's confirmed.
Not a rumor.
Yeah, that's no.
Exactly
no. Where
I was well, going I am with. Slow on the uptake, but yeah, that's in,
yeah,
that's
he's
big news.
Be the Vision.
That is big news.
That is huge.
This also
stoked about that.
This is also probably going to be a bit of a giveaway about where Ultron's coming from,
or where Robert yeah. Downey Jr. is going to go.
Mm.
Are they going to kill him off? It's kind of a redo of the first Avengers when they like alluded to him being dead.
Didn't they
don't pull what they did in
don't
the
they have Downey Jr. on exactly. board for at least Avengers 3?
Yeah, he is confirmed for Avengers 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they,
Tony Stark
they
makes
opened
a hot
up a
lady.
Wallet for his ass, man.
Yeah. I mean, he arguably is one of the main contributing factors to
yeah,
not just
success.
Iron Man, but the Marvel Cinematic Universe taking off.
Yeah. Well, he's the bookend. He was the first. Iron Man 1 was, you know.
The first of their movies.
Yeah.
He certainly had a key role in getting the ball rolling, and he was a big part of the Avengers, so yeah, they need Robert Downey Jr.
And
I cannot see anyone else at this point being Tony
Stark.
That's
the thing. Every other character I could see being replaced by someone else except Robert Downey Jr.
Hulk,
you can't replace
be,
him.
What, fourth
they,
one?
Yeah, third, yeah. Well,
third. Okay, I like
second in continuity.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
One.
I like Edward Norton. He's a great actor,
love
but I like Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner.
Love Mark Ruffalo as Banner. I would love to see a Hulk movie, man.
No, they're talking about
Ruffalo. They're talking about
Ruffalo signed for like five Marvel movies?
Who, Ruffalo?
Ruffalo.
Well, that's the Avengers, and then he's
an Iron Man. He did like the stinger at the end of the third Iron Man.
Yeah. Does that even count, though?
I don't
think it does.
He had 30 seconds of screen time in that movie.
Doesn't matter.
Cap
had 30
seconds of screen
confirmed. Time in Thor, and that counts.
Do you want to imagine the Hulk as a therapist?
Well, he even says
he probably is great.
He's just like, yeah,
but he even says at the end, he's like, you know, I'm not that kind of doctor.
That's why I'm saying, could you just imagine him being a therapist? He's already hulked out, just sitting there in the chair, like, okay, tell me how you're feeling.
That's the Doc Samson role, man.
Yes.
Who is also like a Hulk character.
Smash patriarchal abandonment issue.
The Ed Norton movies, the guy that got to play Samson was the dad from freaking Modern Family.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't
that's
stop
Doc
counting?
Samson?
Smash what you count. No longer things to count.
Do you ever guys ever play the Marvel... I forget the name of the video game, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Alliance
2.
Yeah.
At the end, they had
I
an Easter
this.
Egg. You can listen to Hulk haikus.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Those are
the best fucking things.
Yeah. No, they're so good. That game was incredible.
YouTube that shit because the Hulk haikus, or Hulkus, are the
Hulk
funniest goddamn things.
I think that game's worth like a bunch.
Yeah, it is. It's worth a ton.
It's a solid game, too.
Yeah.
It's a good, it's
great
like a.
Plot.
It's a
I have a Wii and an Xbox.
It's a good little dungeon crawler.
Yeah, it is.
And appropriately, characters like Juggernaut, Thor, and the whole kick major ass.
Yeah.
And it's a game I can sit down and play with.
I still love how Ghost Rider was an awful
there's a Cap
character.
Story and there's an Iron Man.
Yeah.
You can be pro and anti Red
Ghost Rider, man.
Yeah. I remember that. Ah, oh, yeah.
What?
Having to unlock
and then,
Ghost
like, you
Rider
unlock
now.
Nick Fury
yeah.
and he's
oh, and the
like,
first, you, oh, no, it's
sucks.
Blade where it's a... It's a game. It's a what's it called? A claw game that
Nobody
you have to grab
Blade.
In the
Nobody
first
cares
game.
About Blade.
Oh man.
Yeah, no. I'm
no.
not even gonna kind
Poor
of
don't defend Blade. It's impossible. The only way I can defend Blade is that awesome show we had on Spike that got canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, the anime.
And I just have such a crush on Jill Wagner.
Honestly,
awesome
I like the Wesley Snipes Blade, the first two Blade movies.
Oh, it was they were good. The third one was miserable.
He has never
Reynolds got in there for
I think
that
the
third
part
film.
That made me just like give up on the whole movie was the Hello Kitty tattoo comment.
Yeah. Hello Kitty tattoo and the entire inclusion of what's his name in that. He was just
Reynolds.
Terrible.
God, he's so terrible. He is the killer of
superhero movies. He's
Lantern, Blade.
There's guys
Wolverine,
who kill franchise, Wolverine. And there's guys like Dwayne The Rock Johnson who
save
franchise.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you smell it? Isn't he supposed to be doing like a DC thing?
Yeah, supposedly
he's,
the rumor he's going to be the next Green Lantern, but it's not Green Lantern. I think it's supposed
John
to be
Killer Rock. I've been hearing.
No, he should be John Stewart.
They're throwing his
John
name
Stewart.
Around a lot.
He's
I've heard his name in connection with Shazam.
Did you see who they used for
Lex Luthor? Adam. He's perfect Black Adam.
Jesse Eisenberg for Lex Luthor.
I don't mind that.
Jesse Eisenberg for Lex Luthor.
Oh, crap. We never talked about Jesse Eisenberg for Lex Luthor.
Nothing surprises me anymore about the Superman Batman movie. Nothing.
So,
nothing will surprise me about that movie.
They
could announce that I am going to be Batman, and it wouldn't surprise me.
See,
at all.
Okay, we keep the ball rolling. They are doing so many controversial castings in this movie. Okay, Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg.
Going back to the first Superman movie, Cavill was. They didn't like him.
Well, that wasn't a huge clusterfuck.
Well,
not in the context of that movie, but now it's like, oh my gosh.
One of the biggest debacles about casting was Heath Ledger being the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
True.
No, so everybody bitched and moaned.
So, we're going to have to kill Jesse Eisenberg. Honestly, I'm willing to do that. As a famous villain.
I'm willing to do that.
Philip Lexus is not as crazy as the Joker. I don't think it's going
to
kill somebody.
I'm actually excited to see him because it's been 10 years.
Okay, so yeah, we have to sit here and we have to be reasonable. For one thing, Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg are good actors.
Oh, they're terrific actors.
I mean, amazing. You could argue that Eisenberg's a bit of a character actor.
Yeah, of course he is.
Sense.
He plays the same character in every role he's
in. Do I want to see Mark Zuckerberg as Lex Luthor? I'm not sure, but I haven't
Mark
seen anything.
Zuckerberg
I don't know
is
that
pretty close
do.
To Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
The problem is I see Lex Luthor
in the movie
as,
though, not in real life.
No, in real life,
I see Lex Luthor as the animated series version of him, where he's this guy that wants to achieve the peak of human potential, but
and
feels,
he sees the heroes are working against that
man,
because they're
say,
already seen as
the animated,
I know.
The idea Bruce of Tim's earning animated power Superman Lex Luthor
like
was
like
the best Lex Luthor.
They should have made scam artist Dwayne Johnson. Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would have been perfect.
I'd be cool.
Save that franchise.
Save that franchise.
No, really, think about it. Not only would he be the bald guy, perfect role, but on top of that, he's already huge and muscular.
He's
he would be the weightlifter Lex Luthor.
Yeah, and he's got that winning corporate smile.
And put him in a suit.
He's got a winning corporate smile.
Put him in a suit.
That's the weirdest thing I have about Eisenberg. He seems way too young.
He's a wimp.
Too young to be Luthor.
But he's also like a wimp to play.
But
Luthor is supposed to be a little bit more.
If a young actor goes off well, you know, and they do a remake 3 years now, 4 years, 5 years now, he's going to be older. It's going to
like a sequel.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
If your character is pitted against Superman, you are forfeiting the physical aspect
still,
of that. You're fighting him with your mind.
That's the whole point of
Lex
Luthor.
Go ahead.
He's supposed to be visually buff looking, and the idea
also
that
visually and mentally he is supposed to be the pinnacle of a human existence.
Thank you.
And
the
Superman
idea blows him
that.
Away, and that
and that's
is
why
his
he's
driving
pissed.
Hatred
yeah.
for Superman because Superman is
given
this power, and he sees him as a threat that if he ever wanted to, he could just take over the world. And Lex Luthor sees that as a threat. It is an alien outsider with the powers of a god.
They're exploring that
makes
that forever
everyone.
Evil.
Yeah.
On this planet, not just himself, obsolete, and he hates that.
He does. Yeah.
Because he's
he
worked so hard to become awesome the way he is.
He should have just gotten
and
Michael Cera
well,
to
damn.
Be Lex Luthor. At that point, it's more interesting.
I have Pop-Up in the attic. Just because you call it that makes me know you're not ready. Love that.
Come
rest
on.
Of development.
That would be more interesting.
His grandfather's like hiding in the attic, and he tells his dad, I have Pop-Up in the attic. Like, the mere fact that you call it that makes me know you're not ready. He's talking about sex. I have Pop-Up in the attic.
Dude, I'm telling
you. So good.
That is literally, that's how I felt when they announced him. I was like, Michael Cera going to be Lex Luthor too? They're going to take turns?
Okay, we don't
Let's
know
see if
yet.
Can
we
deliver the most apathetic line.
We haven't even seen a trailer.
Jesse Eisenberg, Michael
Lex Luthor versus the world.
And what's the other one that blends right there? They're all three
now I
want to
just Photoshop Lex Luthor.
The guy who plays
Fogel.
I forget his name. But they're all just the most apathetic actors I've ever
seen. Oh,
I
don't think we ever talked about Gal Gadot being cast as Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Did we not ever talk about that?
I don't know, but while we're on the subject.
Let's talk about it.
Another controversial casting. I mean,
I don't think it's
that
controversial.
Well, in the sense that, like,
she's not.
She needs a sandwich.
That Wonder Woman is supposed to be, like, striking physical presence, and Gal Gadot is, like, 98 pounds.
I think you put somebody.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you're going on appearance, you got to get, like, China.
Yeah, or Lucy Lawless.
Oh, how about Jamie Alexander, the Sif from Thor?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be a good
show. Yeah, but she's not. Marvel ain't going to let that happen.
Probably not.
She would be a great Wonder Woman.
And, okay, again, it's not fair to sit here and, like, pick it apart when I haven't even seen it.
Because look at Chris Hemsworth before Thor.
Like, I mean,
he was tiny.
It's the outfit. That's where I was going. You can put Wonder Woman in some armor and make her look buff.
Yeah.
And still look sexy. And I think that's the good part about Gal Gadot.
You just apply that Photoshop filter.
That's the
whatever.
That's the Burton Batman, though. That's the Burton Batman formula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, man. Cause
so we're going to have a Wonder Woman.
What a great Bruce Wayne we got out of those two.
I'm not commenting
Michael
on
Keaton.
That
was not Burton. That was
somebody else.
That
but
was
you're
George
right.
Clooney, and
I don't know who directed that though.
Yeah, George Clooney was at least buffer than Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but
something
Bird.
Batman and Robin. God, we could spend like a whole podcast just talking about how stupid that movie was.
Because what killed the dinosaurs?
No, that's Zimmerman. Zimmerman's the
time to kick some ice.
Those
fucking Marvels.
Those were pretty. Those movies consistently had good casting with the villains, but they always dropped the ball with the follow through for the villains. I thought Jim Carrey was an awesome Riddler, but he left me lackluster. It was like lackluster when they actually put him on the screen.
This was back from an era when no one even tried to make good superhero movies.
Yeah.
It was just accepted they'd be campy and
stupid. They'd be campy and cheesy.
Which...
In all fairness, X-Men was the first time
it
someone
didn't really. That was the first time people made a superhero movie like, hey, let's make this where it's just not a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, Schumacher from the 80s.
Schumacher. You know about the very
Superman
first
in the 80s was our
Batman movie in the
80s. I am not a big fan of the Christopher Reeve Superman.
They told the first two movies hold up to today.
I agree.
Except for that same ending.
You still gotta acknowledge, they were cheesy as fuck.
It's okay. Superman's okay to be cheesy.
Yeah, Superman's cheesy all eats. His
but the cellophane S, guys, I'm not letting Superman 2 throws the S at,
That was awesome!
Oh, my God! I'm stuck! I can't get out. And then it just disappears.
Okay, like, I get back to the Arctic Circle, even though I don't have superpowers anymore. Jules. Off camera. Oh, I made it.
Yeah. Jules, it's future technology. Apple's making it right now.
Yeah. Giant cellophane chest emblem.
Also, things would happen.
It's going to be their Apple.
Oh, my goodness, that was... very inconvenient.
Also, it's like, there's too many times in those movies where I sit there and I have to be like, why?
The
like, okay, like,
problem...
Superman, if you get rid of your powers, you'll never be able to get with him again. Why? Because
I'm your dad and I said so.
That was his mom in that
one.
Oh, okay, you'll have to lose your powers if you want to have a happy life
thanks,
with Lois
mom.
Lane. Why?
Because I'm your mom and no other girl can have you.
Speaking of characters that are so overpowered,
yeah.
Sometimes I find Superman, if he's written incorrectly, just uninteresting because they try to write him as all that. And
he has to be nerfed on a psychological level.
Man,
that's hard to grasp
like,
for
one
some
of
writers.
My favorite things.
But
I bring this up
like
all the time.
Character that I absolutely do not like, even though he's praised a lot, I do not like The Crow.
The movie? The Crow?
The movie or the comic.
Okay.
I do not like him because the character is unkillable.
Yes.
He's so overpowered that it's just uninteresting. It's like watching...
He's not overpowered. He's just trying to kill the one set of people.
And not only that, no, he's not. It's all overpowered. If you kill the physical crow, he dies.
Yeah.
They're going there. When
the bird
gets hurt, he got hurt.
And he's not allowed to kill anyone
but
the people he's seeking revenge
on.
That's a nerf.
That's pulled out of the writer's ass toward the very end.
You're right.
I have lost interest after the first 20 minutes because of there being no threat to the character.
But it was a suicide note. That's literally Jim O'Barr, his girlfriend, was raped and murdered the day before they were supposed to get married. That's literally his life.
Of course.
I'm saying I'm unsympathetic toward the writer's plight, but as a story, I do not think it's a good one.
It is inherently difficult to take characters like Doctor Strange, who not only are super powerful, but have a very nebulous definition of what they can and cannot do. Magic's hard.
Well, hard.
He's a god. Like, if we go back to the Crow movie,
sat on the throne of blood.
Even the second
the
movie pissed me off. Because
the second movie should have never happened.
Well,
no, the Jim O'Barr only wanted it to be a miniseries.
Each time, it's always something pulled out of their ass at the end of the movie. Some new power or new weakness to quickly give some kind of threat.
Tell it to M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Good point.
But then, okay, like, it's worth pointing out that, like, characters that are hyper-powerful like that, you use Superman. It's okay to make a compelling Superman story that's not necessarily about, like, can Superman defeat this villain? Of course he can. He's Superman.
Yeah, that's why
I'd rather it be about, like, what should Superman do?
Should he kill this villain or
shouldn't he?
He can't kill this villain, so how is he going to stop
it? Okay, let's take All-Star Superman.
Yes.
Probably one of the best Superman stories I've ever read.
Grant Morrison story.
Except for at the very last issue, he was never physically threatened the entire time.
Yeah, he openly says it when he takes on those two dudes. He's like, I got this, Lois.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like arm wrestling the, like, Samson and Atlas. He's just like,
We were talking
which is why I like stories that if you have a character that is that powerful, you focus on something other than their powers. You focus on them as people and individuals and the conflict they feel. For example,
that's why Earth One works
the animated
so well.
adaptation, the animated adaptation of Superman versus the Elite.
More about
Clark.
Oh, yeah.
I actually loved that. Because most of it.
The story was good, too. Yeah. It wasn't Cancer Man beat these guys in a fight. It's more, what does Superman, what role does he have in society? The guy who won't
and
kill.
And how
the guy
will
who,
people
like,
view
is, like,
him?
It's like the moral
who
standard.
Won't kill, but could.
And
just
how will the
kill
people view him
thought?
After this is all over?
Yeah. And if Superman did cut loose and just start killing people, would he be the same character? According to that story, and this is probably true, no, he wouldn't. No,
and then we go to Injustice, not. And we see exactly what would happen.
Exactly.
Oh, evil Superman. Oh, you are fucked.
He's not even really evil. He's just sort of like Sith evil. He has a different outlook.
Okay,
like.
Less morally thing. Absolute yes. Superman. Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah. The worst part about the 1970-80s Superman was when he screams after he finds Lois dead, and you can see all the fillings in his damn teeth. Superman doesn't need fillings.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
Speaking of which...
he doesn't need a dentist.
I know that...
That's how you find out.
I know that they did this sort of thing in the Silver Age.
Clark's never been to the dentist.
Watching it with my modern sensibilities, it was the stupidest fucking thing from the turn time backwards by flying backwards around.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Suddenly everyone flies off the earth and dies.
Also, did he let that other missile hit? Because he went back and like he saved that one missile.
He did.
Fucking so Lois is fine. Everyone else can go to hell.
There are probably two Supermen flying around at this point. One of them is in the process of going into the past. And so the one that already had gone into the past is staying within the present timeline.
You could definitely tell it was the 80s because no one had any idea how time travel worked.
I take the Captain Janeway approach. Just don't explain it to me. Don't tell me about it. I don't care about no time directive.
Dude, she
I'm
even mentions
it.
At one point she failed quantum physics or whatever. Quantum physics class at
the finale of the show where she meets herself in the future. I hate you.
Paradoxes.
But we did fail time.
Paradoxes don't work if you don't think about them too much.
Exactly. Just don't think about them. About it, and it's fine.
Okay, like, that's a genre thing.
Best
too.
Joke.
Like, okay, a show like Doctor Who, it just the feel of that show is straight up, don't fucking worry.
Season
about
one.
It.
Doctor Who, especially.
Doctor Nine, don't do paradoxes. Never do paradoxes. Number 10, they're good every once in a while, but they're dangerous. Number 11, paradoxes for everyone!
He really does.
Let's solve every episode with a paradox.
But they just quit caring,
but
man.
But the show's about fun, not about...
Exactly.
It's not very grounded.
Well, no, but it gets grinding whenever the solution to every episode of Eleven's run is a damn paradox.
Yeah. I think that's part of the appeal, though, of... You know, they try to put a certain appeal on each doctor. I think that was the appeal of that doctor.
Suddenly, he can't do paradoxes whenever...
Whenever the plot
Rory and Amy are in the past.
Well, they're fucked. Couldn't you just, like, go, like, a year before and just wait it out
and
a year?
And just tell
or
yourself
or, like, can you, like, TARDIS into New Jersey?
Or if they have... Or here, how about this? If their gravestone is there, all that means is they have to die in that time period. Yeah. So you can still travel with them, but just return them when they're old.
Yep. Okay, and again, we're not supposed to worry about it. Yeah. And it's more fun to watch the show if we
do. In all fairness, Russell T. Davies says it's a fairy tale, it's not science fiction.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's more a fairy tale
fantasy,
story.
Yeah.
A fantasy than it is science fiction.
Oh, okay. Speaking of Stephen Moffat, we don't actually talk about Stephen Moffat, but tangentially we're talking about Moffat.
Yeah.
But also I just finished watching season 3 of Sherlock.
Yeah.
If that time period
I loved
off,
it, but I want
to
punch him in the throat.
Sherlock
yeah.
Moffat. Because then she wouldn't
have you heard about series 4?
Not
how they're supposed to explain it.
I don't want to hear it. I don't
I don't want any spoilers either.
But,
oh,
God. Every goddamn season that show ends with a goddamn cliffhanger.
Dude, because, a cliffhanger? It's a cliffhanger if they explain the cliffhanger at the beginning of the next season. They don't even explain, really, the cliffhanger that they ended with.
Because I give him a lot of credit because the show is actually based on the novel.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So they do a good job.
They do a good job of modernizing. So the books end with cliffhangers.
That's a main difference between
but
that
they don't
and
pick
the
up
elementary
the
because it's a different book and that's how he wrote them. Cliffhanger, read the next book. The next book is literally months after.
Oh, no, that's not how the Sherlock
shows
that
when him Watson and
shows
Moriarty in that little pool.
Yeah.
I watched the next episode of the next season. I thought I missed like an episode. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Shows that
what happened?
Yeah. Shows that don't explain shit or have like a huge wait, what about this?
Yeah.
Does anyone here watch Supernatural?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do that
what happened
time?
To Adam? Does no one care about Adam?
No, they don't care. No one cares.
Adam is still in the cage with Lucifer
yes,
and Michael.
No one cares, dude.
They got Sam out.
No, okay, you know what? I understand
that show was supposed to be canceled like 4 seasons
dude,
ago.
They have
so they're like, oh, I forgot about
that. I understand
that
this
is
picking on easy targets, but back when Heroes was still on, wasn't that one episode where Peter goes to like some alternate future with like his Irish girlfriend and like he goes back? They
never
mentioned her again. again. She's stranded in like Days of Future Past future. And, like,
Hero has like a sword at one point. Yeah. They never get into all that.
Of course,
they never touch on that.
By the way,
his psychic girlfriend, they never get back to her.
Hero, that was his future self was supposed to take place like 1 year in the future, right?
But he's supposed to get that long hair and that scar.
And that by that time, he actually adapted
Asian Bishop.
He actually adapted an American accent from being around so many English speakers.
Yeah.
But 4 years later, in the current timeline, he still speaks nothing but Japanese. He has been around nothing but English speakers.
Fuck that show. Like I said, easy target.
Up till the second season, that show is awesome.
The first season is great.
Oh, okay. The first season's so amazing. Like,
with Tim Sale's art in the background.
25% of the show is great.
Yeah. But the first two seasons are good.
The third season slowly becomes unwatchable.
The third season, they introduced...
They made a lot of bad decisions.
The brother's awesome. Peter's mom ends up having power.
Peter's dad.
Peter was one of the biggest problems.
They just forget they have characters sometimes. You have 5 episodes without seeing what happens to the characters.
Season 3 and 4 was like, okay, some actors don't want to do this anymore. Let's just make up...
Here's what happened, and you forget about it. There was the writer's strike in the middle of that.
Yep, the third and fourth season, there was a writer's strike.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it happened at the end of the second season, so the second season was cut short.
Yep.
And, yeah, after the strike, it just never got his footing.
I give Tim Crane, the creator, some props for creating what he did, but it definitely could have been so much more.
They made some bad choices when they allocated the powers.
But something
you don't want to give anyone time travel, and you certainly don't want to make someone as powerful as Peter.
Well, time travel. And then they started giving him the tumor just to kind of nerf him.
They had to because you can instantly solve any problem when they are as powerful as they are.
Something good did draw Ryder's strength. Siler kept building powers.
Yeah, Siler never got nerfed.
He kept building. He just started off as a badass who could move things with his mind, and then gets better and better.
He did get nerfed.
You're right. They took everything away,
Something good did come out of it. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh, dude, love that shit. My lady can't stand
Are they making
when I put
a follow-up to that? Or at least
I heard they were.
They're in the process of making one, and then there's that prequel comic book.
Yeah. I love Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
My lady can't stand it when I put that
in. We're at the end here, folks.
What? We didn't even really talk about anything.
We talked about a lot of things non-exclusive.
I wanted to talk about the Avengers mythos.
Dude, I will punch you in the face.
Next week, Taylor punches Gomer in the face.
It's not going to take that long.
It's like, thank you for tuning in this week. All right, goodbye.
We'll do that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Good night, Elaine.
Yeah. OutrightGeekery.com.
Every time.
Now we miss it 1 week.
Weekly Rex on YouTube. Look for us to start our new Pathfinder role-playing game podcast. Hopefully that'll get rolling soon.
Thanks for scheduling it while I'll be working.
I am not doing more than 5 people in a party.
Yeah, we've already got like...
Like the first person to respond when you asked if anybody was interested.
Fuck, I missed it. I would have been...
Everybody skipped me.
That's because,
how could someone skip Larry? He's so loud.
Not on the
internet.
Next week, guys. See you on the internet.
He didn't use caps lock.
You gotta use caps lock to get in there.
Oh, God, blazers.
All right. Speaking of, where the hell is Christian?
Yeah, and Fantastic was supposed to show up.
And that's how we end this podcast.